Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Erechin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalid. In the previous Mishnah we learned about the halachis of Estei Achuza that is redeemed. We learned that if the Bailim themselves redeem it, or if the son of the owner redeems it, then it stays by him, by Yovel, if somebody else, if a stranger redeems it, then it goes to the Kehanim. Now we go on to something else. What about a field that was never redeemed? Somebody was Magdish Estei Achuza, and no one ever came to redeem it. Zakt the Mishnah weiter again, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, Higia HaYoivol, Yoivol came, Volei Nigala, nobody redeemed it. Not the Bailim, not his son, not his next door neighbor, not his cousin, not anybody. Zakt the Mishnah, Kehanim, the Kehanim, in the Mishmer that serves as Yoivol comes in, Nichnasim Letoicha. They enter into the field, in other words, they have permission to do so. V'noisnim Ezdemel. They don't get it for free. They have to redeem it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, as I held Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon says, Nichnosin, the Kehanim can take it over, and Yovel, Avolai Noisnim, they don't have to pay for it. They get it for free. A third sheet is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, that the Kehanim, Loi Nichnosin, don't go into the field, but Loi Noisnim, and they don't pay for it. They don't redeem it. El rather, in the Kreis, this field is referred to as Sedei Ritushim, a field that has been forsaken. Maybe you remember this from Perek HaMafkid, that word. So what does it mean, forsaken? What do we do with the field? Well, we wait at the Yovel Hashem, until the next Yovel comes around 50 years later. If it's redeemed, by then it goes out to the Kehanim HaYovel. Higia Yovel Hashem V'loi Nigla, we now have two Yovels that pass by. It still wasn't redeemed. The Kreis, now it's called Ritushe Ritushin. Not just forsaken once, but like double forsaken. And we wait out a Yovel HaShlishi until a third Yovel. And this keeps happening. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, Li'olam Ein HaKehanim Nechnasol L'Teicha. The Kehanim never get it on Yovel. It's going to stay in the hands of Hegdish Ad Sheyigalena Acher, until somebody comes and redeems it before Yovel. Okay, so three shitais in our Mishnah as we chazer over here, Masechtas Erechin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Shailas what happens if Yovel comes and no one redeems it? Rabbi Yehuda says, the Kehanim, whose Mishmer happens to be, because everything is Bahashgacha, in service at the beginning of Yovel, they get it, but they have to pay for it. Rabbi Shimon says they get it and they don't have to pay for it. Rabbi Eliezer says they don't get it. It remains in the Rishus of Hegdish. No Kehanim get it. We just wait for the next Yovel. Hopefully someone's going to redeem it. And if no one redeems it, it's called a forsaken field. And then we wait till the next Yovel. And if no one redeems it, it's called Ritushe Ritushin, forsaken of forsaken. And if no one redeems it, we wait for the third Yovel. We take a look at the Batanura. All of these Tanoim, Dash, and their Shitais from the Psukim.